Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you very much, Luke Sloan. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Hargrave is here. The Governor Tom Milliken is off. Heather Park is off. Jim Costa is off. It's Juneteenth. John Jansen is here.
Yes.
I'm Stoney, and I'm here too. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Stone.
What's
great to
on?
See you.
Thank you.
Thanks. I had a chance to see you in Crosstalk the last couple of days, and now I have the distinct pleasure of spending the next 4 hours with you. I can't wait. I'm excited.
People in my family are going to say, what are you talking about? Why would you want to spend 4 hours with him?
Well, because then I get to leave.
Okay.
Yeah. Your family still comes home to you.
That's true. Well, weather permitting, at least I'm going to play golf afterwards, so somebody else will have 4 hours of me.
That'll be terrific. And it'll be interesting because you said that, you know, hey, you got a tee time.
Yes.
There is a chance that the Tigers game today, the first one, could be pushed back. Chances of rain. I pulled this up just before we came on.
Uh-oh. In Detroit?
Southfield, but I'm guessing it's not that big of a difference between
here. You never know. Sometimes. A tornado touchdown in Macomb County, right? I mean,
yes.
It didn't touch down anywhere else.
No. Okay. I'll say Detroit, Michigan here.
Yes.
Hourly. All right, yes, it's not very much different. 9 o'clock, we are expected to get a little bit more rain.
Okay.
At 11 o'clock, 72% chance of rain. At noon, 97% chance of rain.
Well, that'd be 97.1%
chance.
Yeah.
And the odds remain high at 1 and at 2. At 3, it starts to clear up a little bit, but then there's thunderstorms possible later. And I know that we had the game canceled yesterday, and we hope that everybody, if you were affected by the tornado, if you were affected by the severe weather yesterday, that you're making your way out of it and you're okay. Things can be fixed.
Yeah. I know a lot of people lost power. So if you're listening and lost power, you're listening on the app, obviously.
Yes, there is.
Or in your car.
But. Yeah. I would much rather, I know there's pros and cons to each, lose power in the winter versus in the summer.
Ooh.
Because in the winter, if you have a fireplace, if you have ways to keep the house above freezing, and it takes a lot longer, it takes a number of days for it to be sub-zero temperatures before you have to worry about some of those pipes freezing.
It's weird. It's like,
but in the winter, yeah. I mean, in the summer, as soon as the power goes out, I start sweating.
See, it's strange. I'd rather like be outside in sweltering weather than freezing weather, but inside.
Yes.
If I have my choice, I'd rather be cold inside where I could snuggle up, hopefully with my wife. But you know, and as opposed to just being sweltering hot inside.
Oh yeah, because if you're just hoping for a little snuggle time.
Or
if it's cold, sure.
Yeah.
If it's hot and sticky, like, I mean, the arm's length at that point.
Pretty much.
All right.
Yeah.
It's, So yeah, it's so I think you're following my way of thinking.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In the winter, you got ways to warm up.
Absolutely.
In the summer, it's really hard to cool off.
I know, but I find it so strange that I don't mind the heat outside, like even walking and playing golf, because sometimes you're actually at a pool.
Yes.
But inside, if the air conditioning goes down, you're just a wreck. And then
can't sleep.
And then the other way around, if it's freezing, I ain't walking if it's, you know, sub the 0 degree temperature.
No, but you could put on more clothes to warm up.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. But for the sports side of this, is there a path if one of the games is in jeopardy today? Now, they'll just back things up, and eventually they'll probably, especially with the pitch clock, they're quicker games, they'll probably be able to get both games in.
Yes, they both. Well, I know the Tigers have to travel to Tampa, the Red Hot Rays.
Yes. Is there a path, or should a bigger power step in and say, for the good of the game, for all of baseball fans, so that this is not a regional game, that this is one that is a national game, and it might be one that people around the world, if I'm selling it correctly, would want to see the possible Cy Young Award winner in the National League versus the possible Cy Young Award winner in the American League would face head-to-head.
Now, it's funny you mention that, because a friend of mine said, I know this is going to be unpopular, but I think Major League Baseball should step in and use the what's best for the game clause like they've used for things that are off the field. Okay.
Right.
And yeah, it sounds great, but think about it for a second. It would be great for the game. Yeah, it would, but it's an afternoon game in the middle of the week. It is a holiday. How many people who are not invested in the Pirates or the Tigers are even going to care about this game, no matter who pitches? If it was a Sunday night game that they could make, you know, a big deal, a national broadcast where they could actually market it a little bit.
Right. That's the thing. There's no time to market it.
Right. Now, we have A.J. Hinch on at 8 o'clock.
Maybe he's the higher power.
Well, yeah. I just wonder from their perspective. Look, it's easy for the Tigers right now. They're 9.5 games ahead, and Pittsburgh's completely out of it. You know, AJ and Donnie Kelly get together and say, you know, maybe the fans could deserve. Or they sit there and say, you know what? If I pitch Scooble against Skeens, one of us is going to lose. So at least I have a better chance of at least getting a split if I split the pitchers.
Well, I think that's a better move for the Tigers,
yes,
because wins and losses matter more for them.
Right.
So if Scooble goes in game one and it's a Scooble start, it's a Scooble dominance, it's a Scooble win, we have seen Skeens be dominant but lose a lot of games.
Yes, because he plays for a crappy team.
Right. So for the Tigers, if you split them, you got a better chance of winning both.
Yeah. I mean, look, I wrote this. Like ERA, I mean, Scooble is 1.99, Skeens is 1.78. But the whip, Scooble has 0.81 and Skeens is 0.85. Strikeouts 111 and 97 in Scoob's favor. I don't know the exact innings pitch, but yes, they're both very dominant, and it would be wonderful
if
to see.
Baseball is trying to make sure that they get both of these games in. How quick would a Scooble Skeens game be?
Oh.
I mean, that's the other thing. It just hit me. Like if you have not a lot of base runners, not a lot of walks, and it's three up, three down, three up, three down, and you're just trying to manufacture a run. Like, is this game possibly going to be, if it was Scooble versus Skeens,
an hour and a half?
It's
possible.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So if you're trying to squeeze two games into a tight window, it's for the good of the game,
right,
for the good of both teams. Like, when do these two teams have a opportunity to make this game up? I know they play again.
They play again because, remember, they...
Oh, this is a great rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
The Pennsylvania-Michigan rivalry.
The Pirates, I remember years ago I went off on this. Because they tried to have natural rivalries where even before major interleague play, before every team played each other every year,
yeah,
they'd have, like, the Red Sox... I believe, was the Braves because they used to be the Boston Braves.
Right.
The Yankees, Mets are obvious. A few of them are obvious.
Yep.
The Tigers, I mean, who would it have been? And they came up with the Pirates.
The Pirates. Hmm. And it's about the reaction.
Yes, exactly. I mean, who remembers those great Pirate, you know, Tiger days from the world? Did they ever play each other in the World Series? I don't think so. They
negative.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Rockies, too, was a big one, I feel like.
Yeah, but that was for some, I don't know what, that was like a scheduling quirk or something. But this, they set
up. Carryover from hockey, Detroit versus...
No.
Denver? I'm telling you, they should start the season March 26th every year.
Yeah. July. So the Tigers do play.
That would
play,
be awesome.
The Tigers do play in Pittsburgh July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
I believe. But then you lose a home game.
I understand.
You're screwing the Tigers fans who actually show up and buy tickets.
Yes. They also would show up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they would. They would travel.
Yeah.
And AJ's talked about that. He talked about earlier this week about how many Tigers fans they have witnessed showing up on road trips.
Oh, this weekend, Tampa, where there's a lot of displaced Detroiters in Florida, I bet you there's going to be more Tiger fans than Ray fans. Not that that's saying a lot. I mean, that team's about to be sold as well.
Yeah.
Although they are playing really good baseball, Tampa.
There was a sale, fire sale yesterday.
Oh, my
God.
Did you see
that? $10 billion?
Yes.
Unbelievable. And Jeannie Buss gets to stay
Governor. Yeah.
I love the terms that they use. Governor.
Yeah, the Board of Governors.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how much Jay Moore, her boy toy gets or whatever. Did they ever get married? I don't even know. He's a pretty funny guy.
Partner is always a safe descriptor of that.
Yes. Weren't they the ones that were partners but and lived in the same building but not in the same?
Yes.
We did that story.
Different floors.
Different floors.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, what you doing?
He was the actor who played. He was like the a-hole actor in Jerry Maguire.
Bob Sugar.
Yeah. Good call.
Yes.
Good call.
Yeah. So a big sale in the sports world yesterday. $10 billion.
For an NBA team. Not an NFL team.
Right.
Because your former team got sold for less than that.
They did.
Now,
there was some...
extenuating circumstances.
Yes, some extra baggage involved.
What's crazy is Magic has ties to both of them, really. I mean, because the guy who just bought the Lakers owns the Dodgers.
Right.
And Magic technically works for the Dodgers still, since he is a part owner of the Commanders.
So.
I don't know.
Yeah. And obviously, he's a part of the ownership group for...
Commanders.
The Commanders.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't know if you remember this, but he used to play for the Lakers, too.
No. He was pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. Yes. All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. AJ Hinch will join us at 8 o'clock. We'll take your calls. Do you think that Major League Baseball should step in and make Scooble Skeens happen? But coming up next as well, ESPN had a list. We love lists. College football, 10 records that will never be broken.
Mm.
I have two college football freaks among me. We'll see what they have to say coming up next. 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, Stoney in for Mr. Costa, 248-539-9797. We have some ticket techs. Mostly on the Scooble Skeens matchup. A friend of mine, actually John, who's also a friend of mine, but a different guy, said to me yesterday that MLB should step in and make Scooble and Skeens face each other today. Come on, MLB has more problems than that. Anyway, John's definitely trying too much to oversell the Scooble Skeens matchup. That's Matt and Pinckney.
I'm trying to oversell it.
Yep. I don't know. You have two best pitchers in baseball. It'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
I think to that point, like, matchups between aces are rare enough.
Yes.
Much less two of the best pitchers in baseball.
Correct. Should make Scooble pitch in the second game and give us Scooble versus Skeens. The Tigers did play the Pirates in the 1909 World Series. Sorry, I was only 10.
Only old joke. Just sets up for you.
Yeah. First one of the day, many more to come. Yeah.
Yes. Stoney, your friend is stupid. Go Tigers.
My friend is stupid. Oh, your friend.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. I thought. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. No on Scooble Skeens. One hour and a half game sounds great. The other game might go 4 hours.
I don't think that's not going to happen. No.
I don't think so. And also, we were talking about the heat and the air conditioning and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Stoney would hate my house. Our AC is set at 77.
Yes, I
would take.
Why even bother having AC at that point?
Right. Let's go to Marcus in East Point. You're a 97 on the ticket. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, good morning, Stoney. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's usually my Monday morning after football conversation with you guys, but I guess we get to talk a little baseball.
Yeah.
First things first, I would love to see Scooble Skeens. If they do somehow get together today, I'm going to go down to the game. But if the MLB has anything to do with it, I got a problem because they shouldn't have any power to manipulate starting pitchers.
You're correct.
You are correct, yes. And you know, they do have – there's a clause of good for the game, and it's always been used for off-the-field issues.
Right.
They would never interfere with anybody's lineup or pitching rotation.
Correct. Although, if you think about it, how is it really interfering with the – pitching
when they're pitching on the same day.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, got to have Scooble have hours of rest.
If they were going to intervene in this one, mm-hmm. it should have happened weeks ago.
Yes.
And they look at that and go, hey, well, it looks like they could be have this matchup so that they could have marketed it. This would have been a great matchup to market.
But if they knew it was a doubleheader, they could have. But then it really would have been manipulating because you have to pitch these guys on their scheduled rotations.
I think executive power has been under great scrutiny over the last 20 years.
Yes.
And look, how far do you want to go? Yankees, Dodgers, you're the World Series again. Go to the game.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. That's why it's a slippery slope and why they won't.
Mm-hmm. All right. College football is less than 100 days away, I believe.
Oh, yeah. It's well less than 100 days. I think
it's approaching 2 months.
Wow. Yes. Yes. We're in the 60s.
I know. Wow. Anyway, ESPN has come up with a list. The top 10 unbreakable rules.
Records.
College football's 10 most unbreakable records.
Yes, I think all the rules have been broken.
Yes, they have been.
Yeah. Even the most obscure ones find ways to break them.
Yes, exactly. Like sending people to games with video phones. All right. I'm glad you could laugh about that. That's good. We've progressed.
Growth.
All right. Yeah, exactly. So we'll do them from the bottom up and see what you think. Number 10, Nick Saban's streak of 100 consecutive games without losing to a game to an unranked team that ended in the Johnny Manziel loss. I believe that's the one to Texas A&M,
yes.
41-38, 2021.
Yes, they were.
No, that might have been. No, that was after that one. Yeah.
It's got to be after that one.
It is 2021, yeah.
Yeah, that may have been like the first and then ended in 21 because they lost to ULM his first year, and that's only
five years
prior.
It says Saban has not lost to an unranked team since his first season in Alabama, the 2007 ULM upset. Yes. You think that'll be broken? 100 games?
Against?
An unranked team?
The
way college football is right now, I don't know.
No, I think a lot of these we're going to default to transfer portal and the ability to spend money in NIL, and I don't know that one is ever going to be broken. I'm glad it's further down the list because there are some at the top that I think are certainly not. And by the way, Greg Hargrave has one. He has not looked at this list.
Okay.
So this is surprise every time we say one, but you have one that you think should be on this list.
Yes. I did hear you talking about a couple of them.
Okay. All right.
Before the show.
But it wasn't the ones that... yours isn't the one that we mentioned.
I want to hold on. Okay. I want to be teased by
his.
Yes. All right.
Stony.
Yeah. Number 9.
Wow.
Patrick Mahomes, when he played at Texas Tech, set an FBS record with 819 yards of total offense. He completed 52 of 88 for 734 yards, 5 touchdowns, also rushed for 85 yards. It's incredible. I mean, will it ever be broken? I don't know. However, just to point out, there was another quarterback in that game who only threw for 545 yards and 7 touchdowns, and that was Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
So anybody
who actually started at Texas Tech, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Will he? Will anybody break that total offense?
819 yards of total offense.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that would be a number that anybody could do in a game. It did happen once.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it will never be broken, but it is highly unlikely.
Yes.
I think it could. I mean, we're like going into the era of spread offenses, rocket screens, bubble screens.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it could.
Number 8, Marcus Allen. He started the season rushing for more than 200 yards. This is 1981, his senior season. He rushed for more than 200 yards in 8 of 11 games. Finished with 23-42 on his way to winning the Heisman Trophy. However, what jumps out, it says, is Allen started the season with 5 straight 200-yard games, a streak that seems surreal 44 years later.
Now, I think this one's going to be broken. 5 straight games over 200 yards to start a season?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that this one has actually lasted 44 years.
Yeah. By the way, it points out, and maybe Marcus Allen is an underrated player. Marcus Allen is the most accomplished football player ever. The only player to win a national championship, Heisman Trophy, Super Bowl championship, Super Bowl MVP, NFL MVP, and a distinction that will never be duplicated. He also is both a member of Pro Football and College Football Halls of Fame.
He may be the most decorated football player of all time. I don't know that I would say the best.
Yeah.
Underrated, I believe.
Right.
Yes. I think, every time
an underrated great player.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people forget about Marcus Allen.
Yeah, that great run in the Super Bowl he had against the Redskins.
Yes.
That was before you played there, so it's okay.
Yes.
Number 7, Antonio Perkins of Oklahoma. Antonio Perkins in a 59-24 rout of UCLA, returned three punts for touchdowns for 277 yards.
One was 84, one was 74, one was 65 yards. I don't know. Some of these are, it's about opportunity.
Why the hell, after he did it twice, would you even punt the ball to him? Punt the ball out of bounds. It's like Bo punting the kicking off to Tim Brown, right? Or was that Rocket? I forget.
Rocket.
Well, let's not underestimate the lack of good decision. I don't want to say stupidity, but lack of good decision making by some college football coach.
That's true.
I do think that this one has a possibility. And actually, I thought Jim Harbaugh was predicting that this one would have been broken by Alex Orji because he was supposed to be the greatest returner in the history of college football, right?
Yeah.
Stoney, I will agree with you, man. After two, you're not getting the opportunity for three.
Mm-hmm.
Even Rocket only did two kick returns.
Hey, that's two shots I took at Michigan. That's good. Yes, I'm a grower.
That's great. Exactly. Number six on the list, and then we'll do the top five in a second. Uh-huh. Derek Thomas's sack parade, it says. Here's the headline. He once had seven sacks in an NFL game, which is still a record, but as a senior linebacker at Alabama in 1988, Thomas gobbled up opposing quarterbacks at an astonishing rate, finishing with 27 sacks, 39 tackles for loss.
I don't think that one's ever going to be broken, and nor do I think his seven sacks in an NFL game will ever be broken. But I do have a story about that game.
Ooh,
and a lesson to be learned in that game.
And you'll tell us coming up next. 97 won the ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
If 248-539-9797. Stoney in for Mr. Costa. AJ Hinch will join us at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're doing a list of the most unbreakable records in the history of college football. And we pretty much thought most of them have been right on.
So yeah.
This one resonates with me, number five.
Well, hold on. I want to tell you the story.
Oh, that's
about,
right. I forgot.
Yeah, that's okay. About Derek Thomas. I forget what year it was. It was 2004, 5, 6, somewhere in there. They kind of all run together at this point. And we are playing.
And the reason we're mentioning Derek Thomas, because one of his records is 27 sacks in a season.
Right. But it was mentioned in there, the 7-sack game he had in the NFL.
Right.
When he played for the Chiefs, and it was against the Seattle Seahawks. So we're playing in Kansas City, and it is Arrowhead. Like, it is by far there, and actually Seattle, the two loudest outdoor places I've ever played. Couldn't even hear if you were screaming at me in my ear hole of my helmet. And we start off the game with Santana Moss, a wide receiver screen, going for, it was like, I don't know, 65, 70 yards for a touchdown. We thought, right here, we silenced the crowd a little bit. Well, insert Jared Allen. Jared Allen ended up going for, I think it was like 4 sacks in a game, and Chris Samuels was our left tackle. After that game, Chris is obviously a little bit low after they have giving up so many sacks to Jared Allen. Now, we know he ends up going on to be a Hall of Famer. But Andy Heck was helping out with the offensive line. He played for us, then his coach. Now he's actually the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Everything goes full circle here.
Right.
And he tells Chris Samuels, he goes, "You're going to be just fine." And you know, Chris was, he was one of those guys that just overthought things too much. And he goes, "No, I don't know how do I recover from this?" Basically is what he's saying. He says, "Do me a favor. Go look and see who has the record for the most sacks in a game." So he does, and he goes, "Oh, Derek Thomas, 7 sacks." And he says, "Well, do me a favor, go look and see who that was against." And he goes, "Oh, it was against the Seattle Seahawks, where Andy Heck was the left tackle who gave up those 7 sacks." And he goes, "I played for a long time. You're going to have bad days. You're going to be just fine." Because the record books will always say Derek Thomas. Mm-hmm. No one's going to get 7 sacks against anybody else, but it happened against me, and I was a first-round pick out of Notre Dame for the Seattle Seahawks. So you're going to be just fine. So, yes, you can have a bad day and recover.
So how many sacks would Jared Allen had if he lined up on the other side that day?
Zero.
Zero? He might have had one.
Might have. Okay. But I guess we'll never know.
That's right. We'll never know. All right, number five on this list.
I mean, I show in growth, and then all of a sudden, well, you're trying to throw shade my
not
way.
A lot of shade. Shade would have been, he would have had more against you. No, he would have probably had one. That's not bad.
Played against Javon Kearse.
I know.
No sacks. I played against Reggie White. Now he was old, but no sacks.
Well, you gave a house. So,
I mean,
God has given up sacks in his NFL career.
Yes, I have given up sacks in my NFL career. Right. But on that day, there's no guarantee that I would have given up a sack.
Of course there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee if Jared Allen was playing, he wouldn't have done something dirty and injured you either. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. Number five.
Number five. Now, this one resonates with me because ended up being a first-round draft pick of the Philadelphia Eagles when I was a kid, and he was not very good. He was really good in college.
Mm-hmm.
John Reeves,
who?
Quarterback of the University of Florida. When he left Florida in 1971, he was college football's all-time leading passer with 7,549 yards. That's not why he's on this list. He's on this list that in 1969, the Gators only lost one game. But in that game, John Reeves threw 9 interceptions.
What?
On 66 passing attempts in a 38-12 loss to Auburn.
9?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't asked to sit down and watch for a little while?
Quarterback play was so bad back then. Man, they probably let him start next week.
He put up better career numbers as a Gator than even your old buddy Steve Spurrier. He was a great college quarterback who had an awful game, and he was terrible in the pros.
Yes.
And I believe his son played at Michigan State for a little bit, and he just kept getting hurt or whatever.
The downside of the forward pass.
Yes. All right. Number four, Oklahoma's Wishbone Onslaught. It says in an offense rushing for, if an offense is rushing for more than 250 yards per game, they had, there were four in 2024. That's considered a great rushing attack.
Mm-hmm.
In 1971, with Barry Switzer as the offensive coordinator, Chuck Fairbanks, I believe, was the head coach back then. Oklahoma averaged with the wishbone, 472.4 rushing yards per game.
Wow. That's never going to be broken.
They only lost once, and that was the game of the century that it was billed at, to Nebraska, 35-31. Even in that loss, Oklahoma did rush for 279 yards.
I think this one of records that won't be broken should actually be number one. I don't think there's any path. You might have a game where everybody on defense falls down and you rush for 472 yards in a game, or 500 yards?
Average.
But you average 470 plus yards per game, that'll never be broken.
Yep. Number three, Florida State's top five finishes. Bobby Bowden's Florida State teams finished in the top five of every final AP poll from 1987 to 2000. An amazing run, no matter the era.
That one also will never be broken, because with the temperature of college football right now, college sports, I don't know that you're going to have a coach stay at a university that long.
Yeah. Number two in the history of college football, records that won't be broken, Barry Sanders' season in 1988. Barry Sanders put up dizzying numbers, it says. Yes, his single season NCAA record of 26-28 was challenged last season by Ashton Gentry, who had 26-01, but there's a catch. Sanders' total came in just 11 games, while the Boise State running back played in 14. What's more, bowl statistics didn't count when Sanders was playing. They do now. And he had an additional 222 yards against Wyoming in the Holiday Bowl. So Sanders' total jumps to 2850. What seems untouchable, though, is Sanders' NCAA record of 238.9 rushing yards per game. For perspective, Gentry averaged 185.8 last season.
Right, so over 50 yards less.
Yeah, 238 yards per game.
That's unbelievable. And well, I guess from today's perspective, it's even unbelievable that he played in the bowl game.
Well, no.
How is that possible?
Because it's Barry Sanders.
Well, because, yes, right. Right. And it was a long time ago.
And number one, still played games. And number one on the list, I don't think this should be number one, actually. I think, you never know. Well, maybe. And it's Oklahoma's 47-game winning streak.
So that would be 3 years now.
Yeah.
Of undefeated football and winning national championships. Mm-hmm. I don't think that one's going to be broken either.
It probably won't be, but you can see the way, you know,
One team could get hot, but I think there are other schools that will pay more money for a transfer quarterback, a transfer running back, receiver, edge defender.
It could be that team, though. It gets a new one every year.
It could be.
Yeah.
But I just think it's – I don't think that there is going to be one program over the span of 3 years that will be able to do that.
All right, Greg, you said you had one that's not on the list.
Or
well, I didn't.
You didn't know the list.
You didn't know the list. You had one in your mind. Was it on the list?
No.
Oh. And that is?
The Johnny Vandermeer of college football. Two Archie Griffin Heisman trophies. No one's winning two. We're not going to be handing out two.
Because usually
attrition is built into the sport, first of all. So when you're good enough to win it once, usually your eligibility runs out. If your eligibility runs out,
you can't win it twice.
The players that helped you get that Heisman Trophy, their eligibility might run out. They might go to the NFL. There is an added expectation of you being a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
That you would have to be better the next year than you were the previous year. And I don't think that they would give that I don't think they'd give that out quite so easily. Not that it is easy, but they would have to be literally the greatest player in college football history to do that.
I think there's somebody who actually could do it shortly. And no, it's not Bryce Underwood.
I was going to say, I'm not even going, the blue wall is not even that high.
No. It's the opposite of the blue wall. Jeremiah Smith. He could win it this year and then win it next year as a junior. I mean, he probably won't. You're probably right, but there's a...
I think he has, of the potential candidates, yes, but we've also seen, we saw Johnny Football do it and then have an opportunity to and missed out twice on doing it again because he did it as a freshman. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. So he missed out. And who were some of the, I know we've had some other guys have the opportunity, but I think you're right.
Caleb Williams most recently.
Right.
This is the Russell Westbrook effect. Russell Westbrook averages a triple-double in the NBA for the entire season. First time since Oscar Robertson. Wow, that's amazing. Incredible. He's the MVP of the league. He does it again the next year. Didn't win MVP again.
Right.
That's like the... You'll almost be disregarded for your own success. Like, you would have to be even better. How can he be better than the best level ever?
Yeah. That's what it would take. A quadruple-double. Blocks.
Speaking of Russell Westbrook, is he on this list? 97 won the ticket.
Hey, at First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and even stronger relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. And that's why I talk about their relationships. I think it's huge. They take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. And you can only do that as you build that relationship. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years and my family, so that's obviously why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
By the way, I do want to mention on our college football list, there was a couple of others that had some kind of local tie, including this one only because he played for the Lions very poorly. Andre Ware, 517 yards and 6 touchdowns in the first half of a game. Didn't play the second half against SMU. And Mike Hart, 1,005 consecutive rushing attempts without losing a fumble. He only had 3 fumbles his entire career, and 2 of them came in his last game in the win over Urban Meyer in Florida in the Capital One Bowl. So, wanted to mention those as well. All right. The Tigers doubleheader today because of the rainout last night. Scooble scheduled to pitch game 1. Undetermined yet for game 2. Hopefully, A.J. Hinch will let us know when he joins us at 8:02. Also, Paul Skeens is scheduled to pitch game 2. We kind of wanted to do a Scooble Skeens matchup. We'll ask AJ about why that's not going to happen. Here's some ticket texts. If Bama couldn't break that winning streak, then nobody will. That was the opportunity, and it's come and gone in college football. That's the Oklahoma one. And Georgia Tech over Cumberland, 222-0 in 1916. Nobody's ever topping that. John and Lake Orion. Okay.
What were the headlines back then?
I don't know. Fire the Cumberland coach.
I think the rules might have actually been different back then, where if you scored a touchdown, you actually got the kickoff return.
Winner.
They played winners, yes. Playground basketball.
Yes, exactly. The craziest thing was, FanDuel had the line at Cumberland plus 220.
All right. Vegas knows, Tony.
Yes, they do. All right. With the Edmonton Oilers losing to the Florida Panthers the other night, and it's not a Canada thing here, but Connor McDavid once again probably leads the sports world, maybe, as the, you know, one of the top five athletes who's never won a ring. And a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on championships, which they should. You play the game, right?
To win the game
is.
Uh-huh. And obviously winning games.
Means winning rings.
Yes.
Winning rings. I mean, Lamar Jackson, I believe, said earlier this week that too much emphasis is put on the ring for a quarterback. There are a lot of been great players who have been denigrated because they haven't won a ring. And
says the guy who's not won one.
Exactly.
No, I'm still great. Please, I'm still great.
LeBron James, who has won, I believe, four rings. He's lost a few in the finals. He believes the whole culture, and a lot of it is us in sports talk radio and the talking heads on ESPN and FS1 are too ring obsessed. Here he's talking to Steve Nash on his Mind the Game podcast. Well, actually, they do, so he's wrong on that.
Right.
Dan Marino is considered probably the greatest quarterback to never win a ring.
Yeah.
And Peyton Manning is kind of denigrated, whether it's fair or not, for not having more than two rings.
Right, yeah. He said one, and his history is wrong.
Yeah. Do you think we are too ring-obsessed as a society when it comes to, you know, evaluating players?
No, I don't think so. The ultimate goal is winning a championship. And it's why I can't go to a Super Bowl. As a player, I never got there. I never won one.
You're not allowed?
No, I don't allow myself because I'm just still so mad that I never had that opportunity. And I get in a team sport, it takes more than one player.
Right.
I understand that. And I think it is different. And nothing is in this world is fair. And I don't think we should go into this with the premise that, well, the world should be fair. How could we be so mean to Dan Marino? He never won a championship. When you are a quarterback, you have more to say about that game than your right tackle. Now, you need the right tackle to make sure that the quarterback can do his job.
Correct.
But like Connor McDavid, or like Dan Marino, or like Lamar Jackson, when you are either the quarterback, you are the star of the show, or you are the widely regarded as the best of your generation, and you don't have a championship to show for it, yes, it is a knock on your legacy. Right or wrong,
yeah,
I believe that's the society, and I don't think we are too obsessed. That gets to the point of the question. We are not too obsessed with championships. You need championships. That's why you play the game. I don't know what else there is to play for.
I heard Charles Barkley say, look, you get into the Hall of Fame, you have guys, well, eventually when you get there, like LeBron, like Jordan, Russell, Wilt, all those guys. And then you have guys like, he says, me, Iverson. We're in a different section of the hall because we don't have a ring.
Right.
He thinks there's a difference. Some do, some don't.
Yeah, and I think if you ask anybody that played the game, they're going to tell you that, especially if they didn't win a championship. I will tell you that until the day I die.
Don't you think though it depends on the sport and the position? Forgetting about the alleged illegal stuff, Barry Bonds got denigrated because he never won a World Series, right? And yeah. And he had some poor playoff postseason performances, but he went through without a ring. Still, in my opinion, if not one of the greatest players of all time. And I don't look at him differently because he never won a championship. Because in baseball, a lot of it depends on your pitcher and things. There's so many other aspects of it.
Right. So for pitchers, I get it a little bit more because it's once every 5 days. Barry Bonds was played every day.
Right.
So, I mean, he had a direct hand. Now you get into the intentional walks and he wasn't allowed to do or have the impact that he was, you know, could have had. That all plays into it. But I still think, and again, life's not fair.
Right.
This conversation isn't fair. It's the fact that did you win a championship? It changes the legacy that you have, whether it's at a university or with it's a professional franchise.
So you consider yourself less of a professional football player because you didn't win a ring, even though...
I think if I'd have been a part of a team, it would have changed my entire life. If winning a national championship has changed so many aspects of my life, and that is peanuts compared to winning a championship at the professional level.
I know, especially in the town where you played. I mean,
oh yeah, if you won a championship there, you would have been a king.
I know.
When
I was there, all the offensive linemen had their own radio shows.
Yes,
while they were playing.
I still had a radio show, but you know, maybe the ratings weren't as good as they could have been if we won a championship.
All right, 248-539-9797. Are we too ring obsessed as a society? And we'll ask you, who are the top five, in your opinion, top five players? Current players, mm-hmm. who've never won a ring. 97 won the ticket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.